This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
You're listening to The Drum, a literary magazine for your ears.
Not all magazines can be found on newsstands these days. A new online-only literary magazine called The Drum recently debuted in Boston. It actually doesn't even have much of the written word on its homepage. Instead, its website is loaded with MP3s and sound samples. The magazine's editor, Henriette Lazaridis-Power, says that she loves audiobooks, but that there's nothing worse than experiencing a driveway moment in the middle of a six-hour, 200-page book on tape. So she decided to create commuter-length audio stories that you can listen to in their entirety on the way to the store or returning home from work. Henriette Lazaridis-Power joined us in the studio, along with local author Jennifer Haig, who's written several best-selling novels and who recently contributed a short story to The Drum magazine. I asked Henriette why she's so entranced by the idea of reading stories aloud.
I love the performative nature of writing. To me, it's very, very close to acting. As part of my writing process, I read aloud, and I love hearing authors read aloud. And I thought, if audiobooks can have all the fun, you know, why should they have all the fun? Why can't short stories and essays get in on the action too? And there wasn't anything out there that existed as a literary magazine that did only and exclusively audio. So I thought there was room for something.
So it's very much like listening to books on tape, except you don't need a cross-country drive to get through the book.
Exactly.
You're listening to things that are more in, what, half-hour increments or so?
We have a range. We have, and we tag them. So you can choose by length. You can have a 5-minute story, a 10-minute story, half an hour novel excerpt. So you can pick by length. You can pick by genre.
And you can listen online or download.
Yep.
And is it usually the author himself or herself reading the work?
So far, it's always been.
Now, is part of what you're trying to do bringing that personal nature of hearing someone read his or her work the way they think it should be read?
That's definitely part of it. And there's a risk there, because sometimes it might not be the best way. It might not be the most effective way. I feel like I've had really good luck so far with everybody. But I think that really adds a really interesting touch when you can hear the author say the names the way they should be said and do the dialogue the way they hear it in their head and the way they want it to be done. Yeah, I think that's interesting.
Henriette, The Drum is a Boston-based audio magazine.
Yeah.
And I believe that you're focusing heavily on Boston-based or Boston-area writers, emerging writers, established writers.
Yeah, I did a list this morning. I wrote down everybody who was sort of greater Boston. And it's, I'd say, two-thirds at least of the contributors have been from greater Boston. But we've also had someone from Nigeria, someone from Ireland, who's actually South African, people from other parts of the U.S., But definitely, especially through Grub Street Writers, it's been very much a Boston-organized and Boston-based endeavor.
And one of those contributors is Jennifer Haig in the studio with us. Jennifer, you live in Hull.
Yes.
And what was the appeal for you of putting a short story in audio form online?
Well, it was a wonderful chance for this story to have yet another life. One of the great challenges of writing short stories is that there are fewer and fewer places to publish them. 50 years ago, a writer like John Cheever could make a living simply by writing short stories, and that is not at all possible today. And recording a story with The Drum opens you to an entirely new and kind of unknown audience. We don't yet know who's likely to discover The Drum, to click on a story. So it's an adventure, really, and it's an opportunity.
So it sounds that in some ways this has a practical aspect for you. It's a way to get your work more widely read.
Yes.
Well, some of the stories online are free to hear.
Most are, yeah.
And there are some low-cost subscriptions. And Henriette, I don't think authors are paid at this point for their work.
No, I wish I could, but I can't.
So Jennifer Haig, it's not that you're making more money by doing this. It just widens your audience. Is that
yes.
right? And what do you think you gain by having a listening audience and not just an audience that is reading a paper form of your book? Are you hoping those people then migrate to some of your published works, your paper published works?
It would be lovely. It might happen. Either way, it's just a different iteration of the same story. It's, I suppose, the way writers feel about having a story adapted to film, having a novel adapted to film. In a certain way, it may build your audience, but in another sense, it's a different medium and it becomes something else. The story becomes a different thing.
Jennifer, the short story that you had featured on The Drum is called Claire of the Moon.
Yes.
We have a portion of you reading that, so let's listen to that piece.
Every few months, George drives his girlfriend's daughter to the doctor. This time it's a Saturday morning in early June, the day after her 7th birthday. In another hour, the Florida sun will be directly overhead. George backs out of the carport, pulls around to the front door, and honks the horn, Claire's signal to come outside. They take her mother's van. George's own car lacks tinted windows. Someday, when he has the money, he'll have them replaced.
So, Jennifer, that's you reading your own work, Claire of the Moon, that's featured on The Drum, the audio magazine. Do you feel like when you read that out loud, it changes your relationship to your own work?
No, I think it illustrates the relationship I already have to my work, because reading out loud is such a part of the way I write to begin with. Alone in my studio, I'm talking to myself all the time. I read sentences out loud all the time. To me, that's the only way to really focus on rhythm and to explore the architecture of the sentence and make the sentence perfect. So I'd never be able to write anything if I didn't read out loud.
Henriette, Jennifer Haig is a more well-known and more established writer. Are you hoping that The Drum helps emerging writers in some way gain an audience?
Oh, yes. I would love that. I was so pleased, I think it was a couple of pieces ago, to publish someone's very first publication. That, to me, is just really cool. And I love to have the combination of somebody as established as Jennifer and someone as brand new and emerging in this field as Shubha Sundar, whose story was a couple weeks ago.
You have never before viewed Bangalore from such heights, and you marvel at how much you can see at once. Tara takes a step closer to the window and clouds the glass with her breath. She tried to kill herself once, she says. My mom. The smell of fresh paint tickles your throat. You step away from the window as if the air...
I definitely want to be able to find the people who are writing really good stuff, and just for whatever bad serendipity, if there is such a thing, you know, haven't been able to find an outlet, and I can be the person who provided that outlet.
Henriette, you mentioned Grub Street earlier. This is the writing center in Boston. There's a similar writing center out in Seattle called Hugo House, and they had written some kind of review or article about The Drum, your audio literary magazine, and they called it a perfect literary magazine for the headphone generation. Now, Jennifer, this ties into a little bit of what you said. There are fewer places for short stories to be published, but many, many people are listening to things through their earbuds and their headphones now. So as part of what's happening here is that publishing may be suffering, but technology gives new opportunities for people to read people's works. Is that what you're doing here, trying to marry old and new?
That was very much the idea for me, that your first experience of stories is as a child, hearing them, you're not reading them. And to me, that's very powerful. And I thought, well, here's this technology that is so convenient, so portable, so easily passable from one person to another, that we have to marry the new with the old and provide this new outlet for stories.
Jennifer, do people need any new listening skills to hear something short versus something that does take a long car ride, a very long car ride?
No, I don't think so. And that's partly why this idea is very exciting. These stories are wonderful commuter length. You know, if you're riding the T and download something to your iPod, it's just enough time to hear a whole story. It's very satisfying to hear a short story out loud because you have the beginning, the middle, and the end. You get the full arc of the story versus a little snippet of a novel.
Henriette, there's another feature of The Drum, and it's called Stories on the Street. Tell us briefly what that is.
Well, my idea was to have people take public domain works and just have anybody on the street read them aloud, each person taking a couple sentences at a time, and ideally to have these things recorded in a venue that suits the content of the piece. And I thought this would be a nice way to get readers involved in a way, the creation of stories.
That's the greatest idea. I just love that.
So I did the first one. I took that famous passage from The Wind in the Willows about messing about in boats. I'm a rower, so we all know this passage quite well. And I took it down to my boathouse. I took my iPhone and my little added-on microphone and asked the rowers who were getting off the river or putting their boats away to just read aloud a couple of sentences at a time. And so we put together that passage.
And we actually created a brief montage from that. So let's play that. So this is Stories on the Street, and these are rowers and staff at Boston's Community Rowing reading aloud from The Wind in the Willows by Kenneth Graham.
Spring was moving in the air above and in the earth below and around him. penetrating even his dark and lowly little house with its spirit of divine...
He was bowled over in an instant by the impatient and contemptuous mole, who trotted alongside the bridge, chaffing at the other rabbits as they peeped hurriedly from their holes to see what...
Look ahead, rat! Cried the mole suddenly. It was too late. The boat struck the bank full tilt. The dreamer, the joyous oarsman, lay on his back at the bottom.
So that was a montage of just the general public reading from The Wind in the Willows by Kenneth Graham. Did that become what you wanted it to be?
Oh, I was delighted. It was so much fun to do. And these people, they didn't rehearse. They just took the pages I had brought in and said, sure, I'll do it. And you can hear the youth program in the background. At one point, it's all the teenagers coming in for their practice. And you can hear the birds. And it's exactly what I was hoping for. And I hope that we can get more submissions of maybe someone can record the eating scene in Tom Jones in a restaurant, or you can come up with all kinds of combinations.
Are you taking submissions?
Yes, yes.
Sure. So how do people submit to you?
For that particular category, we will take an audio file because that's what it is. It's you're going to give us your audio of this public domain text. For other submissions, we want the Word document to start with. And if we like the piece, then we get in touch with the author and arrange a recording.
Jennifer Haig, when you recorded your short story for The Drum, how did it feel different from a book reading, which I imagine you do frequently?
It was fantastic. Henriette came to my house in Hull and... There was a kind of a wind and rainstorm going on, a very typical rainy afternoon in Hull. And we could sort of hear the rain coming down as I was reading, sitting on my couch. You know, it was as comfortable as it could possibly be. There I was at home in my usual environment, and yet knowing this audio was going to be heard by an audience.
Thank you very much to both of you. Henriette Lazaridis-Power is editor of The Drum. It's Boston's newish audio literary magazine. And Jennifer Haig is a published author, a published novelist who has recently contributed a short story to The Drum. Jennifer, thank you.
Thank you.
Several writers who've contributed to The Drum audio magazine will be reading aloud tonight as part of the Four Stories reading series in Cambridge. To learn more about that reading and to listen to The Drum on your own headphones, head to our website, wbur.org/Boston. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com. If you have any comments about the show, send them to radioboston@wbur.org or post a comment on our website, wbur.org/Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.